Welcome to Slugnet. Here is today's cybersecurity briefing. The top story for today is a McIntyre disclosed that attackers exploited a fail open authentication flaw in a public agent dashboard. They stole an API key, added an SSH key for persistence, and consumed roughly $600,000 in inference credits over 3 weeks. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. At number 2, Papercut NG and MF print servers face active data theft attacks. Threat actors exploit recently patched 0-days CVE-2026-857-7E-2026-H2787 to bypass authentication and execute remote code. Diffused confirmed attackers are dumping database tables from compromised systems. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 3. VulnCheck reports active exploitation of critical flaws in LangFlow and Ruby on Rails. Attackers are harvesting API keys and SSH credentials while deploying cryptometers and remote access tools. Detection counts rose from 50 to 360 within days. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 4, Kaspersky reports Silver Fox is distributing Valley RAT inside signed QN wallpaper adware. The installer uses DLL sideloading to run a malicious library within the trusted process. It simultaneously disables Windows Defender and establishes persistent access. Application security teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 5. Graynoise identified attackers forging user agent strings for AI crawlers from OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, and Perplexity to scan for exposed credentials. These scanners targeted sensitive paths like .env files and Osmosis queries, but notably skipped robots.txt. CISOs can verify their own logs using the A24 IP addresses and targeted paths Graynoise published. Number 6. The Kronos blockchain has resumed operations after halting to contain a Tectonic exploit. An attacker manipulated the Tonic token price to borrow $74 million, though only $6 million in Ethereum was exfiltrated. SOC and incident response teams should note the network restored its state to pre-incident levels before restarting block production. Number 7. LastPass has updated its Business Max platform for CSOs. New features include always-on SaaS monitoring via permanent browser extension connection and more granular SaaS Protect controls. The company also launched a mobile smart scanner to digitize physical credentials and completed the transition to a unified admin console. Number 8. Security Reek reports that exploitation of the JFrog Artifactory Authentication Bypass, CVE-2026-82329, began days after public disclosure. The source does not specify the scope of the compromise or identify the threat actor. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 9. Aisto Health confirmed attackers accessed its awesome infrastructure, stealing personal and health data for 9.5 million individuals. This incident presents a significant exposure scenario for cloud security teams and CISOs. Number 10. The NIS2 directive shifts into enforcement this October, imposing strict deadlines on EU member states. Non-compliance risks fines up to 10 million euros or 2% of global turnover for essential entities. Management bodies also face personal liability, including temporary bans from executive roles. Identity, IT operations, and SOC teams must prepare for these new legal obligations. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. That is today's briefing. Stay secure.